A fun night in Mobile, Alabama. We get to do it again tomorrow afternoon, but we're going to enjoy this one for at least a couple of hours. 84-75, the overtime win for Georgia Southern. Three consecutive conference victories to get to 4-3 in league play and 10-6 overall. Now joined by our player of the game, Caden Archie. 17 points for Archie, 12 of that after halftime, 7 of 10 shooting, 2 of 2 from 3, which we're going to get to a lot here in just a moment. 3 rebounds, 4 assists, and 28 minutes of action. I know it's been a struggle to get back in the rotation, missing those 5 games because of injury, now coming off the bench. But why tonight? Why did it feel so good tonight?
I was just more relaxed. I wasn't really thinking about the game. You know, talking to Coach Forrest before the game, we was in the elevator, and he said, just do one thing for me today, man. Just go out there and have fun. Don't overthink it. Just be you. And that's exactly what I came out and did today.
When you're working like this, this is big time. This is Division I basketball, and you know this better than anybody else. How can you still enjoy what you're doing when it's so hard work?
Oh, man. I mean, everybody's been playing this game since we were little. So, you know, being at the highest level is always a dream. So sometimes you just got to look around and just realize, hey, I'm playing D1 basketball, man. It's a great opportunity, especially in some during this pandemic. So I'm just enjoying it, and we all are.
2 of 2 from three. Where did that come from?
You know, just watching film the last game, you know, they wasn't really guarding me. They was playing off me a lot. And, you know, I've been struggling getting to the rim. You know, teams starting to sit, take charges and things. So I've been working on my shooting all week, you know. Coach Forrest, Coach Bird, they all have faith in my shot, so I just let it go freely, and it just fall for me tonight.
Now, you scored 4 of those 17 points in overtime, had the jumper about 30 seconds in, but then the dunk with just under 2 to play along the left baseline after the missed shot. There wasn't anybody around you. It looked like you were on the court by yourself.
Yeah, it kind of just parted, you know. You know, Coach Shumay was talking to me. He said, man, I need to put back down for you tonight. And as soon as I got it, I looked at him, and I just started screaming because I told him I got him.
This felt more than just one victory. We mentioned last week about Troy winning that game in overtime to start a weekend, but you got to come back in a few hours. You're certainly going to enjoy this, but just how important was it to do this on the road in overtime?
Oh, man, it just showed how tough our team is. You know, from the beginning of the season till now, we had so much growth, and, you know, this week we've just been talking about toughness and getting road wins and battling the whole way through, whether that's 40 minutes, 48, 60, however long, like just keep playing the game, and that's what we did.
Eagles shoot 51% overall, 14 of 26 from 3, in large part to this guy, Caden Archie, going 2 of 2 as part of 17 points. Eagles beat South Isle in overtime, 84-75. Caden, great stuff. Hopefully talk to you again tomorrow.
Most definitely. Thank you.
That's Caden Archie. We'll come back with head coach Brian Berg in just a moment on the Ford Locker Room wrap-up. 84-75, the overtime win. Eagles over the Jags in Mobile. This is Georgia Southern men's basketball from Learfield, IMG College.